You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia. Home of Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Right here on The Key and YouTube.com. At Braves Country.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill. Each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country! Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Braves Country today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
Armchair.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
I'm a Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have trying to stay for
Pumpkin. Really, this is
you
what you're doing?
Have any
this
idea?
Is
what you're doing? Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. Listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee, and I don't know much, but I know one thing. There is some moving and shaking in the Armchair Quarterback Radio Top 10, and some of y'all ain't going to like it.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the Armchair Quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American Man.
Howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Hope you are having a grand day here in the college football landscape as we are about to talk the college football top 10 as we head into, can you believe this? We are about to head in to week number 10 in college football. But first, let's recap real quick on what happened in week 9. You had some dreams get dashed. You had some reality checks. We'll start in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Georgia Bulldogs put an absolute tub thumping on the Florida Gators, and Florida can no longer dream of possible SEC championship, anything like that. They're just trying to salvage their season at this point. That was an embarrassment. At some point, what you wonder is, how long can Billy Ball survive in Gainesville when he is getting pummeled by his rival? And this isn't just losses. These are games where Florida doesn't even look even the remotely competitive in these games. They lost by 23 on Saturday. And honestly, if you watch the game itself, it wasn't that close. I thought Florida was going to have an opportunity to possibly keep it close, and then if you win the turnover battle, you never know. Well, I was dead wrong. Florida absolutely stunk it up, and they get their third loss of the year. They get their second SEC loss, their second SEC East loss, but that's not the most jarring point part of this. So they lose in 2023, 43-20. They lose in 2022, 42-20. They lose in 2021, 34-7. Other than the COVID year, which everyone has thrown that out the window, no matter what sport you're talking about, they have not won a game in this series since 2016. And outside the COVID win, only one of those games was even competitive. That was 2019, where Georgia won 24-17. It's a little misleading because Florida scored a late touchdown in that game to make it a one-score game. You never had the feeling in that game that Florida was going to compete and win that game. So it's really going to go back to the drawing board for the Florida Gator football program. And I don't believe Napier is in danger of getting fired, but you do wonder how many more of these losses to Georgia can he absorb and still be in the good graces of the alumni who essentially are paying the freight. So Georgia pounds Florida. Ohio State ekes out a win at Wisconsin, but it was a very decisive win. There was never a point in that game that you thought to yourself, well, they could be in trouble here. They dominated it, and they dominate where they've been dominating it all year long, and that's on the defensive side. Ohio State's defense is absolutely top-notch. Florida State pounds Wake Forest in Wake Forest. Not a big win, but considering the fact they had lost three straight games in that series, it was a much-needed win for the program. Jordan Travis had a solid game. I still can't put him in my Heisman Trophy watch. I know everybody wants to, but maybe I'm overly critical. Maybe that's what the issue is. But when I watch Jordan Travis game in and game out basis, I could put him top five, top seven, probably at least top six in the Heisman Trophy race. But he's just not a guy that I would have in that final room in New York. They usually invite 3 to 4 people. He doesn't jump out at me. Now, look, he still has games against Miami, against Florida, the ACC championship game. He can change my mind. But right now, I feel like he's on the outside looking in when it comes to the Heisman. The name of the game was Trey Benson in that game. If you're looking for someone who really jumped out off the page at you, Trey Benson had 55 yards rushing in that game, but more impressively, 100 yards receiving. 80 of those yards came off of a screen pass. And that's kind of more to my point of the Jordan Travis numbers. He throws for 359 yards. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. But with 80 of it comes off of a two-yard screen pass, takes to the house. There were some great catches by Keon Coleman. He continues to impress. And Florida State does what they're supposed to do and win handily at Wake Forest. Washington, number 5 in the country coming in to Saturday's action. They struggle again against a bad opponent. Stanford took them to the wire. 42-33. But they need 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put that game away finally. I know Washington had the big win against Oregon, and everybody is going to keep leaning on that. But remember, that was a home game, and they have played poorly ever since. Washington has they're not slipping out of my top 5. They're one of 5 undefeated teams in the country that are in the conversation. Air Force is still undefeated, but we all know that Air Force does not play the type of schedule that the other guys do. So Washington will stay in the top 5, in the armchair top 5, but it's got a huge asterisk on it. I don't know if they're as good as on a neutral field, and we'll find out. We will find out if they're as good as some of these other teams. Mainly the team that they beat. I don't know if they meet in the Pac-12 championship, if Oregon does not beat Washington decisively. The Oklahoma Sooners were number 6 in the country. They're gone. They go on the road. Look, past few weeks, they've looked very shaky, and they go into Kansas. And Kansas is a solid football team. Let's not get it twisted and act like Oklahoma just lost to a nobody. But they once again struggled, and they fell down early. They came roaring back. They actually had a 4-point lead at the half and scored 12 points in the second half. Dylan Gabriel, pedestrian at best. 171 yards. Really didn't impress at all. And Kansas goes in and shocks Oklahoma. For all intents and purposes, may have knocked them out of the title hunt. They'll have an opportunity to get back in if they get to the Big 12 championship and beat Texas for a second time. But they may be looking for help to get there. Oklahoma really needed to be undefeated going into that decision-making. And, of course, this is the week that we get the, finally, we're going to get the rankings from the committee. But remember, all those are going to be fluid. And so don't overreact to any of their rankings, because they're all going to continue to be fluid. What we try to do here is tell you who the best teams are right now and who we think, if the playoffs started today, but I mean, we're hitting November. At this point of the year, we're looking ahead to who do we think is going to be in that top 4. Oregon, they go into Utah and pound Utah. Looked very impressive. That game was never competitive. And Utah gets their second loss of the year. This is not a bad Utah team, but Oregon went in there and absolutely dominated the game. Texas bounces back. They get a 35-6 win with their backup quarterback, Malik Murphy, against a BYU team that not really an impressive BYU team this year, but it's a solid win for the program, and the fact that they didn't struggle sticks out to you. Penn State struggles at home against Indiana. I'm going to give them a little bit of a pass because they had an emotional just tub-thumping last Saturday or last week against Ohio State. And they might have been coming in a little flat. I think if they play Indiana 10 times, they probably beat Indiana by 3 touchdowns or more, 7 or 8 of those games. But they win 33-24. Not an impressive game, but not one that I'm going to overreact to either. Oregon State, you can count them out of the mob. They have now gotten their second loss. They went on the road, lost to Arizona. That has become an increasingly tougher place to play. And Arizona wins 27-24. That knocks out Oregon State for their chances on the national scale, but they still have an outside path to get in to the Pac-12 championship. Ole Miss blows out Vanderbilt. They did it methodically. They didn't score a whole lot in the second half, but honestly, they were on cruise control. They're up 26-0 at the half, and they win the game 33-7. Ole Miss looked very solid, and they make an appearance this week into our top 10. Notre Dame blows out Pittsburgh. Notre Dame doesn't have a chance at the playoffs, but it was an impressive showing by Notre Dame. Not exactly one of the better teams in the ACC in Pittsburgh this year, but still, it's a game where you could have seen a letdown, and I thought Notre Dame played a really good ball game. North Carolina, I don't know what to say about the Tar Heels, except they absolutely lack focus. You go into that game stumbling. You're no longer undefeated, but still, if North Carolina ran the table and got into the ACC championship game and beat Florida State and certain things fell their way, North Carolina was not out of the conversation. But they go into Atlanta to face Georgia Tech. A much improved Georgia Tech team this year, by the way. Very, very impressive season. And I like what they're building in Atlanta, but North Carolina had the better roster. They should have been able to go in and win that game. And the fact that they go in to halftime up 28-24, it's 35-24 going into the fourth quarter, and they get outscored 22-7. And Drake May, he put up the 310 yards, but honestly, it wasn't that impressive of an outing. The guy that's really been carrying the freight for the North Carolina Tar Heels this year has been their running back, Omarion Hampton. Hampton is just a sophomore, and I believe he's a true sophomore, and if that's the case, he'll be back for another season, and we could be talking about Heisman Trophy for a running back for the first time in a long time. He has been very impressive. But you can take North Carolina out of the conversation. You can take Duke out of the conversation. You can probably take Duke out of the conversation for the ACC. They went in. I know Riley Leonard was injured. I get that. He tried to play. If you watch the game, he was awful. You could tell he was injured. He probably shouldn't have been playing in that game. Nonetheless, they run him out there, and Duke gets blanked by Louisville 23-0. Louisville still with the inside track to get to Charlotte to face Florida State for the ACC title. Tennessee got an important win on the road at Kentucky. They hold on and win 33-27. Good win for the program. They're 6-2 now. And if Tennessee puts on a good showing against Georgia, they don't have to beat Georgia, but if they put on a good showing against Georgia, Tennessee has an opportunity to maybe sneak into one of your better bowl games. Kentucky drops to 5-3, 2-3 in the Southeastern Conference, and they've got to regroup because their slate doesn't get any easier. Tulane holds on and beats Rice. UCLA pounds Colorado. Don't let the score fool you. Colorado scored a garbage time touchdown in the end to make it a 12-point game. UCLA thoroughly dominated the Buffaloes. And USC holds on. 1-point victory at Cal. I almost had that. If you watch the Armchair Quarterback Kickoff Show on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon, on our YouTube channel, Braves Country Radio, and are also simulcast on Armchair QB Radio, along with here on your radio affiliates. Right before we leave each show, we say, what's your one big thing? And my one big thing was Cal was going to shock the world and beat Southern Cal. and they lost by 1 point. They went for two. I can't hate on them. They dropped to 3-5, but they had an opportunity to beat Southern Cal on a last second 2-point conversion, and they didn't get it done. And Southern Cal, they're 7-2. They're going to be overinflated. People are still in love with Caleb Williams and whatnot. But honestly, Cal is an absolute fraud. Their defense stinks. Their offense is not near as potent as it was last year. And some of it has to do with offensive line play. I can't put it all on Caleb Williams. But Cal was trailing. There was a minute left in the game, and Southern Cal would have had two timeouts had they kicked the extra points. I think that had a lot to do with what their thought process was. So I believe there's 58 seconds somewhere in that neighborhood on the final play when they went for two. And Cal did have three timeouts left. So it wasn't like this was the end-all, the beats-all. Personally, considering the situation and you're at home, I would have liked to have seen them kick the extra point and use the timeouts and kind of force Southern Cal's hand to try to go up the field. But I don't hate it. It just would have been interesting to see it unfold. But Cal goes for it. They don't get the 2-point conversion. And they lose by 1 point. And Southern Cal still has some big games left here in this season. And it's just, look, I really do believe that you're going to get a change at Southern Cal, because I believe their head coach is heading towards the NFL. Now this is assuming somebody wants to bring him along, but you could see, let's take the scenario that it ends up being the Bears drafting Caleb Williams. Would they end up bringing his head coach, Riley, with them? It's an interesting thing, because it would feel very much like the situation that we had when Kyle Murray went to the NFL. I'm not convinced that he would make a very good NFL coach, but that has not stopped teams in the past. And I'll tell you another guy who I think is definitely heading to the NFL if he gets his opportunity is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh and the allegations of the cheating scandal at Michigan with the videotaping of the opponent's signs and all that. It is mounting, and he's going to try to get the hell out of there. We will talk more about that here in a second. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you the armchair top 10, and we're going to address those allegations. Is it a big deal, or is it much to do about nothing? Michigan in deep, deep water with the NCAA. We'll be back in a flash.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles Veneer Special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey folks, this is Mark White with The Mark White Show, and you can tune in to The Mark White Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on Rock 99 WQEE The Key, the home of Southern sports and talk.
Don't you understand? This pool is our bootstraps, and it's lifting us up into the middle class, dude.
Well, just accept the fact that you're white trash, all right? Take a look at yourself. You can't do backflips. You don't know karate. You're white trash.
Your beer is good and cold, and I believe I'll have some more. And I might do the alligator right down on the floor. I know I'll pay tomorrow, and it's more than just a hunch. But like they say on TV, you only go around once. Let me hold you.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a good day as we're going to get into the Armchair Top 10. And look, just to put a light on this Michigan scandal. No idea what the volume went up there, but we'll ride it out. To put a light on this Michigan scandal, there's some really interesting theories that are out there. Now, look, I've seen some tinfoil hat ones. Ones that were basically saying that the two games that Michigan has struggled in recent memory are games who they could not predict who they were going to play. Playoff games, right? Along with bowl games. And outside of that, Michigan's had a hell of a record. And I can see that. I can see that side of it. I can also see... First of all, what in the hell are they doing? Man, did they leave a paper trail? And this is one of the this is why you get caught. Criminals don't get caught because they break the law. They get caught because they break the law stupidly. And they left one hell of a paper trail. Not just from the way that they conducted the entire spy operation, I guess is what you want to call it. But also, look at the big picture and the fact that it was incredibly obvious if you looked out there and saw what they were doing with the recording equipment. You'd think they at least would have been a little stealth with it. No, that wasn't the case. You would think that they would have, I don't know, done things like reimburse the folks that were out there spying under the table with some cold hard cash. Now they left a paper trail. So all this is starting to come to fruition. But what's more damning evidence than anything else is how poorly Michigan has performed in games that were not already on their schedule, meaning bowl games, playoff games. And you look at that and you realize, now I saw a really kooky theory, and I think this one's just a little, this was a Tennessee Volunteer fan really taking a large leap, but it's still an entertaining thought. And the entertaining thought was this, that Michigan sent spies to check out Tennessee and Clemson last year, and then sent those tapes to South Carolina, and that's why South Carolina dominated, blew Tennessee's doors off, and got the win against Clemson. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I don't think you're going to take another team into the fold and say, hey, we're over here breaking the hell out of the law. Here's your information that we have We want to help you out because we don't want to face these teams. That's a little too much. It just is. But I do buy into the fact that if you look at the fact, look, Michigan has been very, very good the last several months when this supposedly all started. And they've been thoroughly dominant, except in bowl games and in playoff games when you couldn't predict who you were going to play at the beginning of the season. Because they're sending these kids out to do all this spy work on the side, but they're planning it out weeks in advance, months in advance. So it was too late to go check out TCU because no one really thought TCU was going to get into the playoffs. They didn't really have an opportunity to check out Georgia because you don't know who you're going to face in the playoffs. And maybe if it's the end-all, the beat-all, if you're not worried about proving that you're the best on your own merit, maybe you don't even care about that. You just want to make the playoffs because it's going to continue to make you money. We haven't really addressed that, and I just felt like it was something that we needed to talk about. But though I'm not going to harp on it, I will say it affected my armchair top 10. Let's get in to the armchair top 10 heading into week number 10. Games will be this Saturday. Can you believe it's already November? Saturday, November 4th. What the hell? All right, let's get it. Number 10 team in the land. A lot of folks are going to be put off by this. Now, I do have the AP top 25 right next to me, so I can compare them. I took the AP's number 14 team and put them at number 10, the Missouri Tigers. They are 7-1. The Missouri Tigers have proven all year long to be one hell of a football team. And I don't think they're getting enough credit for being as good as they are. The Missouri Tigers are going to have an opportunity to prove if they belong in the top 10 or if it was fool's gold. And we're going to find out immediately because this Saturday they go to Athens to face the Georgia Bulldogs in between the hedges. They are a 16-point underdog, rightfully so. It's a 3:30 kickoff, by the way. It's the CBS afternoon game of the week. Why do you ask? Because LSU and Alabama are the night game. So it's a fun, fun weekend for college football. But I got the Missouri Tigers as my number 10 team, and it's not particularly close. I think that they deserve to be there. I think Missouri has shown they're 7-1. They're going to be coming off that bye. Look, they blew out South Carolina, which I know is not impressive, but they blew out Kentucky at Kentucky. Their only loss was to LSU in a shootout. They have not played a dominating schedule yet, but that's okay because this weekend we'll find out. The rubber's going to meet the road with Missouri in the month of November. They play at Georgia on Saturday. Next week they're at home against Tennessee. Then they're at home against Florida, and they finish it at Arkansas. Those are three really good teams, and then, of course, their rivalry game, which that's on Black Friday, 4 p.m. That'll be your CBS game. That'll be going on during the NFL starting their Black Friday game this year. And as a bit of a protest, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to continue to focus on college football on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, but the NFL has enough damn days wrapped up. They don't need Black Friday as well. All right. Number 9 team. We're going to stay in the Southeastern Conference. Give me the Ole Miss Rebels. They are 7-1. Now they're number 11, I believe. Yeah, number 11 in the AP poll. They will be hosting Texas A&M this weekend. A good tune-up game, a game that they should win. They shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble. Look, the only game that they looked mortal in was at Alabama. They lost by 2 touchdowns. There's no question about that. but they want a shootout, which shows me that their offense can still go. They want a shootout with LSU. They went into Auburn and handily won. This past weekend, that was just a layup type game. They took care of Vanderbilt. Not an overly impressive score, but also a solid win, 33-7. This will be their tune-up, Texas A&M at home, to get ready for the Georgia Bulldogs the following weekend. I've been saying all year that I think this is Georgia's toughest stretch, and we're going to find out. Right now Georgia looks like the best team in the country. That's not even up for debate. The question is, can they survive this gauntlet? They took care of Florida with ease. They're going to play Missouri, Mississippi, and at Tennessee, and evidently at a much better Georgia Tech squad. So their last five games, if you count this past Saturday, and some probably wouldn't because of the score, are all going to be relatively difficult tests. But we'll see what Ole Miss has. They should take care of Texas A&M. I'm a little surprised they're only in a 4.5-point favorite. Texas A&M, I still say they are very, very bland football team. They're a team that I can't even say they're above average. They're right on that average line. What's going to be interesting, too, by the way, when you start talking about the top teams in the country, I guarantee you the media is going to start holding it against Michigan, this whole scandal. I guarantee you. Whether you agree with it or not, it's going to be a thing. I've already seen a lot of these pundits come up with their, a lot of them are doing, you know, like top six, you know, two teams out, four teams in type of thing. And last week, if you would have had this, Michigan would have been one, possibly two. I saw a few Sunday night where one of them had them as five, one of them had it as four. It's going to be an issue for the Michigan Wolverines. All right, the number eight team in the country is the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're staying in the Southeastern Conference. I know this is very SEC heavy, and some of y'all may not like that, but they are going to play each other, and they're going to eliminate each other, so it does not realistically matter in the grand scheme of things, but this is how I see it right now. Alabama is home against LSU this Saturday night, a very big matchup. Then they will go to Kentucky. They're going to finish the year off at Auburn, which is never an easy game for Alabama. Because of that rivalry, you never know. Alabama's 4-point favorite this weekend. They should be the better team. But if LSU sneaks up and grabs Alabama, just beware. Because you're going to be talking about a team that could be sneaking in into the back end of the playoffs. Whether it's warranted or not. My number seven team. By the way, Alabama is number eight in the AP poll, so we're spot on with that. My number 17 is the number seven AP-ranked Texas Longhorns. I think they're appropriately ranked. And it gets easier later in the year like this because so many teams have been separated by their schedule, by their record, et cetera, et cetera. Texas Longhorns took care of BYU this week. I felt like they were the better team top to bottom against Oklahoma. I just felt Oklahoma played a better second half than they did. Texas will probably have a chance to right that ship. I think that's who they want to play in the Big 12 championship game because you want the opportunity in front of the voters to say, see, we're better than them. But the Texas Longhorns are getting themselves quite a test this weekend. They're at home against a very good Kansas State team, ranked 25th in the country. Then they go to TCU, which is a layup. Iowa State, layup. Texas Tech at home. That's a little tricky because it is a rivalry game, in-state rival. But they should win out if they get past Kansas State this weekend. All right, we look past that. The number six team in the country. The Oregon Ducks, quack, quack, and the Ducks. Let me tell you something. If you have not been paying attention to the Oregon Ducks, you are absolutely missing out on damn good football. The Oregon Ducks have been dominant. The Oregon Ducks have been impressive. Their one loss was a nail biter on the road where they missed a field goal at the end of the game to undefeated Washington. They're going to be at home this week against Cal. We're going to be able to see how they match up against Cal. Cal almost pulled off the upset. Oregon's a 23.5-point favorite this weekend, and that may not be enough. Oregon's an impressive football team. Then Oregon will finish their season off against Southern Cal, an Arizona State team that almost shocked Washington, and Oregon State. So they've got a pretty good test. They're not just going to waltz into the Pac-12 championship. They still got some work to do. But right now, they control their destiny. And if they win out, they will be there. The next one, number five in the land. We are going to take a step away, take a quick break, and we're going to give you our top five, which means somebody's left out. We're also going to give you the full Baker's dozen of the armchair top 10. We're going to give you the three teams that were on the outside looking in that almost got in, and they have a real chance. All three of the teams that did not make the top 10 have a real chance of sneaking into the playoffs. Let's go ahead and take that break. When we come back, we will finish off the Armchair Top 10 here on Braves Country Radio, 99.1 FM, WQEE, Newton, Georgia.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogle? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that or Muhammad.
Why would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a book for once.
Fogle, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal?
I am McLovin.
Number 47 said to number 3. You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail hot rock with me.
Welcome back. Little Elvis Presley for you here as we go into the Armchair Top 10. And we are five in, and we're about to give you our top five. Here are the three teams that are sitting on the outside looking in. We gave you Missouri, Mississippi, Bama, Texas, and Oregon That's 10 through 6. But who was 13, 12, and 11? The number 13 team in the land is Oklahoma. I'm sorry, but I can't back that fraud anymore. Oklahoma, they're going to have to get some big-time wins to get back into our top 10. Number 12 team in the land, Penn State Nittany Lions. They've got a lot of flaws, but they will have an opportunity to step up or shut up when they take on Michigan in a couple of weeks. And boy, oh, howdy, is the whole world not pulling for Penn State now, right? And number 11 is the LSU Tigers. They take on number 8 Alabama, and we are looking forward to that game. That, to me, is arguably the game of the weekend. LSU-Alabama, Saturday night, 7:45 kickoff. All right. So who are the 5 through 1? Well, you probably know the teams. What you're wondering about more than anything else is where do we have them ranked? So who's the team sitting on the outside looking in? I kept Michigan in the top 4. I know a lot of people have taken them out because of this cheating scandal, and I understand why, and I can't even argue against it. But what I'm going to tell you is this. Washington just has not been impressive enough for me to put them anywhere above Michigan. Not until you tell me that Michigan's ineligible. So I put the Washington Huskies at number 4 in the country. Number 5 in the country. Washington Huskies, number 5 in the country. Number 4 in the country is where I put the Michigan Wolverines. They have been the most dominant team. They were ranked number 1 on my list last week. But at that time, there was not this much information on the cheating scandal. And I can't in good conscience give it to a team that appears. And this has got nothing to do with the kids. I don't think the kids are involved in this. I think this is strictly behind the scenes stuff. But you have a decided advantage if you know what calls are coming. In the world of football, if I know it's a pass or I know it's a run, and if I specifically know what type of pass or run are coming, I've got a huge advantage. So I have to put Washington 5, and then the Michigan Wolverines are sitting at 4. And there's not a lot that could change my mind on that. If Michigan wins out, unless they are taken out by the NCAA, and I've never seen them move that quickly, so I don't think it's going to happen. This one's moving a little faster, but I don't think it's going to happen. I will say this to the NCAA. If you don't move quickly on this one and Michigan gets into the playoffs and they make any kind of a run, it is going to be a black eye on the NCAA, because they are all going, every fan who's not a fan of Michigan is going to point to, well, they were cheating. It's going to be very Houston Astros like. The number 3 team in the country, I've gone back and forth and forth and back on this. But I contend that Ohio State's offense is still very pedestrian. They have an elite defense. I don't argue that. But on a head-to-head field, I still give Florida State a slight edge. So I'm putting Ohio State at number 3. And I think I've kind of tipped my hand there. Ohio State's my number 3 team. And look, they're going to face Michigan. I think this has eliminated any chance of Michigan getting in on one loss. If Michigan gets one loss down the stretch, they're gone. Because the committee is just looking for an excuse to kick them out. And we know Michigan has to play Penn State. They have to play Ohio State. If they win both of those, I think it's going to be very difficult for you to argue that they don't belong in. Michigan 4, Ohio State is my number 3 team. Mainly because, yeah, they beat Penn State. That's great. But how good is Penn State? Penn State played a bunch of fluff before they met up. With Ohio State. Penn State struggled against a very bad Indiana team this weekend. So that win is not as impressive as you might think it is. And that's really, outside of that rock fight that they won against Notre Dame, that's what they have to the resume. Now, the Florida State win at Clemson doesn't look as impressive, but it's still a big road game, a big road win against a team that has been consistently dominant. And I'm going to make the argument that that loss to Florida State really was the gut punch that has made this team unravel. Clemson played pretty damn good football that Saturday, and I have not seen them play anything close to that since. And I think Dabo Swinney has lost that locker room. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that he hasn't. But FSU's got that win. They've got the dominant win against LSU. And then they really dominated Duke in the second half. And Duke had a healthy Riley Leonard until late in that game. Now, look, they still got a lot of tests left. So if they don't belong there, we're going to find out. They got to play Miami in a few weeks. They got to play the Gators. And then also, and the Gators are on the road. They go to Pittsburgh this week. That doesn't seem like a daunting task, but remember something. Pittsburgh is a tough environment to win on the road. So Florida State should win that game, but they are a much better team at home than they are on the road. Remember, Pittsburgh is the team that clipped Louisville's wings. So you've got Pittsburgh, you've got Miami, and you've got Florida, and you've got the ACC title game that right now, it could be a number of teams, but right now, for argument's sake, we'll just say that it's Louisville. Louisville is ranked number 15 in the AP poll. They keep winning. They'll be top 10. If Florida State runs the table, they're going to be in that 2-3 slot. They will be facing probably the Big Ten champion. But I will say this to the committee, as Georgia has restated and put themselves back number one in the armchair poll, and as dominant as they've been the last few weeks, they're going to have to lose before I take them out of there. I will say this to the committee. If you do put Michigan in the playoffs, I think it would only be fitting to put them up against Georgia and let Georgia beat the brakes off of them. Because if there's a team out there that could absolutely dismantle Michigan for what most people think is a huge fraud, it is the Georgia Bulldogs. The last thing you want to do is put Michigan in that 2-3 slot. Somehow they win whoever they faced. And then you've got Michigan in the national title game, and that is not what college football wants. So the answer isn't to avoid it. The answer is to put Michigan up against Georgia and let them be gone. No matter where Georgia falls, let's say Georgia loses a game. Let's say Ohio State goes undefeated. Georgia loses a game, or better yet, Georgia loses a game and Michigan goes undefeated. And you have to put Michigan in because there have been no sanctions coming down, et cetera, et cetera. I would be willing at that point to say, all right, they're the defending national champions, and Michigan's going to be your one seed, it looks like. Let's go ahead and put Georgia at the four seed. Let's force this matchup, and then we'll see once and for all if Michigan's for real or if it's been smoke and mirrors with the cheating scandals. But there you have the armchair top 10. Georgia number one. Florida State tentatively number two. Ohio State 3, Michigan 4, Washington 5, and then you got the one-loss teams. Oregon, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, Missouri. Outside the top 10, Penn State and Oklahoma at 12 and 13 and a two-loss LSU team at number 11. And the reason why I can say that is LSU's losses are not as damning as the Oklahoma loss. And Penn State's offense looked absolutely atrocious in that game. And I believe on a neutral field, LSU takes out Penn State. LSU takes out Oklahoma. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm saying if it came down to a playoff push, am I putting a two-loss LSU team in over a one-loss, we'll say, Penn State team? It's not necessarily the case, but I'm saying right now, today, this is who I'm going with. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We come back, Braves country today. Oh, there's a lot to talk about, including game number 3 of the World Series, Braves free agent moves, trade possibilities, all of that. We'll be back in a flash.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every 5 purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and 2 bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans, and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Despite growing professionalism, the Pure Game survived in thousands of small towns all across the country. Sam Crawford, who would one day become one of the best outfielders in the game, first played on a traveling town team from Wahoo, Nebraska.
I remember when I made my first baseball trip, a bunch of us from around Wahoo made a trip overland in a wagon drawn by a team of horses. I think there were 11 or 12 of us. One of the boys was a cornet player, and when we'd come to a town, he'd whip out that cornet and sound off. People would all come out to see what was going on, and we'd announce that we were the Wahoo team and were ready for the ball game.